You are watching a special Combine edition of the Cleveland Browns Report, driven by Liberty Ford.
I don't really care what we are on defense. I want to know, what are we going to look like? We're going to look like an aggressive, forward, attacking defense that has big men that can run and little men that can hit.
Hello and welcome to a Combine edition of the Cleveland Browns Report, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm Jameer Howerton. That was a listen to new defensive coordinator Ray Horton talking about what he's looking for in his defense. Today at the Combine, it was all about the big men that can run and little men that can hit.
That's what they're going to look to draft then. Big men who can run and little men who can hit. They could use some help at the linebacker position. They could use some help along the defensive line.
I think they could use another productive sideline-to-sideline linebacker to help DeQuell Jackson.
This is a defense-heavy draft, so if you're looking for defense, I think you're looking in the right spot.
I think what's good about this draft for the Browns is that there's really good depth at positions that the Browns need.
And I would look for them to address those particular needs in this particular draft. Why wouldn't they? I mean, they've got guys in there, and you know that Ray Horton's going to be arguing for his guys in there. My guess is he's going to get his way.
I've been a Ray Horton fan. I covered him my first year covering the NFL with the Cincinnati Bengals in 1984.
But the fact that he didn't become a head coach and now he'll be a defensive coordinator is a boon for Cleveland, because he should be an inspiration for that defense.
Proven to be an outstanding defensive coordinator. I'm anxious to see how they make the transition from a 4-3 to at least 3-4 principles. I don't know if they're going to line up that way. We'll have to see.
They'll be much more aggressive defensively with Horton. I think they'll blitz a little more and build on that foundation.
And Ray Horton is a guy who's really well thought of in this league. He took an Arizona defense, and he really made them a top 10, top 12 defense overall.
But I'm certain that, you know, given time, he'll do a good job.
So I think he's a really good fit for a young, aggressive defense.
I'm now joined by Pat Curran of Sirius XM Radio. Pat, with the Browns moving to a 3-4 multi-front defense, who do you see in this year's draft that can fit in that position?
First off, it's a conversion issue, and you're not the only team doing it. The Saints are trying to do it, the Eagles. So all of a sudden, a lot of people are looking for the same guys. With your cap space, I don't wait for the draft. I'm going right to free agency. I'm going to hit teams in my own division. Paul Kruger from Baltimore, he'll be an outside linebacker right away. Go after Ellerby from Baltimore, and then go get a wide receiver like Mike Wallace. Hurt your division first. Now we can talk draft. Ready to talk draft? Corners. D. Milner. There's the guy that I think you'll be looking very closely at. I just got done watching him on tape. Terrific football player. You need a corner opposite Big Joe Hayden. He's the kind of guy I would settle for. If you want to move down and maybe take care of the corner later, Xavier Rhodes is going to be close to the top of the second round. So I love the corners in the draft, but I'm getting my outside linebackers. Unless you tell me you want Chase Thomas. Now, Chase Thomas is the kid from Stanford. I just got done watching him today. Here's a guy. He's like Paul Kruger, but maybe he's going to even be better. High-end as a pass rusher, real savvy guy. You put Kruger on that football field along with Chase Thomas from the draft, you're already a 3-4 defense.
Now, Pat, when you look at the current players on the Browns roster on defense, you look at DeQuell Jackson, a leader, and you look at members on that defensive line, what are your thoughts?
Well, I love DeQuell Jackson, but a lot of players have struggled in this situation. Jonathan Vilma struggled in New York. When they went to the 3-4, he lands up in New Orleans. Ironically, they're thinking of doing it. For DeQuell Jackson to be great, and that's what he is, hit-and-run guy, he needs to be the weak inside backer and kind of covered up by the defensive end occasionally so they can't get a clean block on him. Ray Lewis struggled when they went to a pure 34 defense, and guards like Will Shields were able to get up on him. So to get the most out of DeQuell, and your coaches know how to do this, protect him, let him play in a shade. His problems are going to surface, though, when there's two tight ends on the field, because now he's going to have to play over a guard with no help.
One linebacker that spoke today was Alabama's Nico Johnson, fresh off a national championship win. I asked him how going through that program helped him prepare for the NFL.
Coach Saban, you know, he's prepared us very well. You know, he treats the system just like the NFL. So the transition from college to NFL, you know, we only did a couple of meetings and all that, but it's pretty much similar to what we do at Bama. And you know, it's been easy, so I'm thankful that he put us through that.
And overall, how's the process been for you so far?
It's been good, you know, meeting a lot of people, you know, just trying to go out, showcase, you know, all the coaches, you know, what I can offer to their team and see what happens after that.
Is it safe to say you and Trent Richardson had some battles in practice?
Oh, yeah, we had battles all the time, but I can't say who won, but we went at it all the time. That's the competitive nature that we had, so he kind of made me better, and we made each other better, but I was thankful.
That wraps up today in Indianapolis. Be sure to check back tomorrow for our final report here from the 2013 NFL Scouting Combine. I'm Jameer Howerton. Thanks for watching.